channel. We want to thank you for joining us in worship this morning. You're watching us via Facebook Live this morning. Thank you for joining us with your families this morning and today to worship and celebrate the Lord. It is always a good day to begin our worship in the baptism pool. This morning is a day that we can celebrate because this day we can remember the day that we entered the baptism. This day is a day to celebrate because this morning a young man has decided to follow Jesus Christ, his Lord and Savior. I've had an honor to watch this young man, Patrick Root, follow the Lord for many years. I saw this young man join his church many years ago, and as a family, as part of this family of God, I've seen this young man rise and be in his pews, be a part of our Sunday school class. I've seen this young man as a part of our youth group. I've seen him be a part of our mission team that has gone to many youth mission trips. It's just been an honor to see this young man be shaped and molded by God, and he has decided to enter these waters this morning. So today is a day to celebrate. It's good to see this family and the youth with us this morning. Thank you for being here, and thank you for allowing this young man to be a part of our family. This day is a day to celebrate. So let us join with him in celebration this morning.
Thank you.
stand and said amen and stand in support of you this morning. Know that you have a church family that love you and support you. Now, I know that in just a week or so, you're probably heading up to them, heading up the mountain, and that you are going to have individuals that are going to pray for you and support you as you go and be a servant of Christ of Snapchat. Know also that this decision is something that we will be praying for you from this day forward for many years to come. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father God, we celebrate. We don't just celebrate here on earth. We know that the angels in heaven this morning are singing and celebrating because this young man has shown to us, this is a sign that he proclaims that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Father, I've seen it for many years that he has proclaimed this. But this is a sign that he has made that change in his heart. And we continue to celebrate with him. And we promise to continue to support him from this day forward. Father God, this is a life change. This is a life change. An eternal life change this day. May he know that we'll continue to be there for him. All it takes is a phone call. All it takes is an email in the middle of the night, or a text in the middle of the night. May you know that he's got a church family loving him and supporting him from this day forward. We praise you this morning, Father. We praise you for who you are. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen. Now, Patrick, you have this responsibility. It's not just that we enter the baptism of waters and we're done. Because our faith says that we're called to go out and share that same love and that same calling to everybody that we come in contact with. As you go up to Appalachia in just a week or so, you know that you have to carry that message with you. As you leave these church doors this morning, you have the responsibility to carry that with whoever you come in contact with. Scripture says that we are called to be the salt of the earth. So this morning I challenge you to be the salt of the earth. Also, Scripture tells us that we're called to be the light of the world. As you leave these waters this morning, I challenge you to be the light of the earth. Go and be the salt and the light. You may be seated. Here, turn this down just a little bit. It's a lot better. I'm so glad you joined us this morning, and those on Facebook, we're so glad that you joined us. Just a couple announcements this morning. This week, our Bible study that David leads will be on a different day. It will be on Thursday, August the 6th at 6:30 on Facebook. And this week, we're collecting school supplies for our teachers. Bring them by the church. We'll have a box outside in the covered foyer out there. You can just drive by and put the school supplies in the box. You don't have to get out. And you just drive by and drop them off. And if you don't feel comfortable going out shopping, if you want to just donate money, we'll go shopping for you and get the supplies. And our service for next week, August the 9th, will be online only on Facebook. And so we just let you know ahead of time that we will be just online next week because of the news. It's still in the 90s. And so we're just trying to look out for y'all and not have a heat stroke outside. And, so online only next week. Hymn of praise this morning is in majesty. Let's stand and let's worship together. Thank you.
amazing. Our scripture this morning comes from Psalms 145, verses 8 and 9 and 14 through 21. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has given. 14 through 21. The Lord upholds all who fail and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes all look to you and give you them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all of his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is dear to all who call on him, and to all who call on him is free. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears the cries and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, the eyes all look to you in hope, and you give them what they need. You open your hand and satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. We too turn to you in pain, longing to be filled, to eat of the bread of life, to drink from your life-giving streams, to taste your goodness and life. May the time we stand together in your presence nourish our hearts and our minds. May it strengthen our relationship with you and renew our commitment to live in this world as your faithful disciples. For you alone are God, the source and sustainer of life. In your name we pray. Amen. Our next hymn this morning is "To God Be the Glory." Let's stand and sing the first and third stanza.
Oh, Good morning.
Sorry about that.
Starting this Thursday morning at 9 a.m., I'd like to invite you to a Starting this Thursday morning at 9 a.m., I'd like to invite you to a time of prayer for our church, our community, and our world. The group that will gather on Thursday mornings will be called the Prayer Pack. It's a group that recognizes not only the importance of prayer for our church family and our community, but also recognizes the importance of prayer throughout church history. Each week, we will focus on a prayer from one of our Christian forefathers and foremost. This prayer may come directly from the Bible, from another Christian writing from centuries ago, or from even a writing more recently. This prayer will guide a time of reflection and study for the day. Depending on the weather, we may meet outside, we may meet under the shelter, in our prayer garden, or in our fellowship hall, depending on if it's too hot or if it's raining outside. And we will also be socially distanced when we gather, and we encourage everyone to wear a mask just so we are safe as well for safety reasons. And I hope you will join me starting this Thursday, August 6th at 9 a.m., and we'll meet every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. for the distant future. But I hope you come and be a part of this group called the Prayer Pack. And I hope you'll pray for this opportunity and just join me on Thursday mornings. I'll read some, Gabe will read some, we just look forward to this time of prayer that will take place on Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Be a part of it. Y'all see me taking my glasses off, they keep popping up. I don't know if y'all have that trouble or not, those who wear glasses, but it's a time. And so, I love to tell the story. Let's stand and let's worship. We'll sing the first and last stanza on this one also. Wrestling with God a little bit. over the last couple of weeks as we have been weighing the decision about how to approach worship in the coming days and Sundays, and knowing what the decision that will honor God about whether we gather in the sanctuary or continue worship outside, and having worship virtually, and sometimes wrestling with God is not a quick wrestling match. Sometimes it's a wrestling match that goes on for a while, and I've been wrestling with God a little bit. And so, as you heard, next Sunday we will be just doing a virtual online worship again next Sunday. We are in an unseasonably hot time of the year. Even the weathermen say that. When the weathermen say it's unseasonably hot, something is going on. So next Sunday will be an online worship service because we are caring and concerned about the congregation. And just pray that God continues to work. God worships in amazing ways and uses us in powerful ways to worship. Know that it's amazing how God can use us, and God continues in powerful ways. Just know that as we go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Lord, as we prepare to hear the story of Jacob, as he wrestled with the angel, as he wrestled with you, how he asked you to bless him, we too come to you this morning asking for blessing this day. There are so many times in our lives in which we have felt alienated, downtrodden, alone. Now, it is easy for us to wallow in our misery, to whine about all the times of despair that have been heaped upon us. But you encourage us to stand strong, to seek the blessings that you have provided for us, to recognize the many ways that you are with us, giving us strength and courage. Be with us again, precious Lord. Guide our lives this day. In this hour, as we have brought our prayers before you, for those near and dear to us that are on our hearts and minds this day, seeking healing and hope for them, let us also remember those that seek those same mercies this day. You know, not because we deserve them, because our Father, we don't deserve them, but because you are great and generous, and because you love us anyway. Father, help us receive those blessings this day, and in turn be a blessing to someone else, because that's what you called us to do. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Amen.
Oh.
Good morning again, and thank you for joining us for worship with your families via Facebook Live, through our church website, and our CD ministry this morning. We've already had a powerful worship experience today with baptism. Wonderful music from Barry and Brian and Bert, Bill and all the bees. I had all the bees. And scripture and prayer led by Gay. My hope is that the Spirit will move through our focus scripture passage and our sermon this morning as well. Now, as we begin our sermon this morning, I want to ask you a question. It's always good to begin a sermon with a question. Hopefully by the end of the sermon, I've provided an answer, or God provides you an answer. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? More specifically, when you were a child, or if you're a child right now, what are you afraid of? Monsters? Strangers? Spiders? Heights? Needles? Big dogs? The dark? Yeah, the list may have been a long list when we were kids. But let's fast forward, say, a few years. Is an adult like me, let's say 20 years, does that list look the same as you as it did when you were a child? What are you afraid of now? Is it exactly the same? Are you still afraid of monsters? Are you still afraid of the dark? Does your list have anything that it had that you were afraid of when you were a child? Or does your list contain something different? Are you afraid of debt? Are you afraid of cancer? Are you afraid of losing your job? Are you afraid of the death of a parent? Are you afraid of sickness for your child? Isn't it amazing how time and experience changes our perspective on the fears that we have? Life experience can change what we once were afraid of, now making some things seem obsolete, or what we once did not give a second thought of at all, now all of a sudden we have great fear of. This morning, we are going to revisit an Old Testament character that just a few weeks ago we talked about, we encountered early on in his life. You may remember the story just a few weeks ago. I talked about someone selling a birthright over a simple bowl of stew. That's right, Jacob bartered a bowl of stew to gain the birthright from his older brother Esau. Now, I remember I talked about Brunswick stew and how good it is, but that you just shouldn't sell your steak over a bowl of stew. Brunswick stew's not that good. I like Brunswick stew, but it's not that good. Fast forward the story now about 20 years down the road, and that is where we're going to pick up that story this morning. Since then, Jacob escaped his home. And I literally mean escaped his home, after tricking his father Isaac over the birthright and a blessing, something that greatly angered his brother Esau, by the way, Jacob marrying Leah and Rachel, something else that happened in those 20 years, he gained great success despite some trickery. Jacob was a sneaky kind of guy. And finally, after 20 years, deciding to return back to his homeland, but he had to face his brother, his older brother, his nemesis, I guess you would call it, his brother Esau. You see, growing up, Jacob did not fear his brother Esau at all. Not one bit. Yet, returning home, after 20 years, Jacob feared for his life. This fear of his brother led to inner turmoil, inner fear. It was eating him alive. But it also led to one of the great wrestling matches of all time. Growing up, I liked wrestling, by the way. Anybody in here like wrestling? Oh, yeah. If John Dawson's here, John Dawson loves wrestling. Wrestling with God. That's what we're talking about this morning. If you have your Bibles this morning with you, or you have your phone with you, pull up the Bible app, turn with me to Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 through 31. The funny thing is, as Brian walked off the stage this morning, he says, you don't play a wrestling match unless it's a tag team. You're right. As we pick the story up on Jacob's return to his household, Jacob has just left his father-in-law Laban's land and brought his two wives, Rachel and Leah, his children, his numerous flocks, all his servants and possessions, and journeyed towards the land of Edom, ruled by his brother Esau and his great family and his great possessions, because Esau rose up and he had a great land and great possessions as well. Jacob feared for his wife, so he sent messengers ahead of him to find out how things were going. And he sent him with a gift to basically, quote unquote, have a baptism back here, to test the waters, to see how things really were. Was his brother still mad? Were things still kind of testy between them? When the messengers returned, saying Esau was coming, along with 400 other men, the fear just rose in Jacob. He prayed to God. He concocted a plan with gifts, let's just call them bribes, let's call them what they were, in hopes to appease his brother or to give him time to, let's say, escape in case the feud escalated. This brings us to our focus passage this morning. With fear gripping Jacob inside and out, that brings us to Genesis 32, verses 22 through 31. That night, Jacob got up and took his two maidservants, and his 11 sons and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, let me go, for it is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me. The man asked him, what is your name? Jacob, he answered. Then the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome. Jacob says, please tell me your name. But he replied, why do you ask my name? Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, it is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared. The sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. You see, Jacob's fear of facing his brother Esau had been building for decades. Ever since he had left home after tricking his father Isaac and receiving the blessing intended for his brother Esau, Jacob knew that one day he would have to face his brother Esau, man to man, face to face. And this internal struggle within Jacob made Jacob feel alone. He didn't matter. He had family around him. He had two wives that loved him. He had children. He had possessions. It didn't matter. Jacob felt alone. fear can consume every ounce of our being. Fear was consuming every ounce of Jacob's being. This is what led Jacob to send everyone across the river away from him. Jacob felt alone inside, and so he wanted to be alone on the outside. That's what fear drove Jacob to do. The outside now mirrored the inside. On the banks of the Jabbok River, Jacob's fear of his brother consumed him. He felt alone, inside and out. Isn't that how we feel sometimes when fear consumes us? Isn't that how what we do sometimes when fear consumes us? We push people away. We push even God away. Whatever the fear is, name it inside our heads right now. Whatever fear takes place, don't we sometimes push other people away? We feel alone. Jacob felt alone. We wrestle with the internal fear. We push people away. We push God away. We sit on the side of our Jabbok River. And that's where Jacob was. He was alone, inside and out. But God did not leave Jacob alone. God did not leave Jacob beside the Jabbok River. He sent everybody across the river, but God said, I'm not leaving you beside the Jabbok. Notice who initiated the wrestling match. Jacob wasn't looking for a fight. God confronted Jacob. In the middle of the night, Jacob was confronted by what at first seemed like a man that wanted to wrestle. Now, does the man just show up in the middle of the night and want to wrestle somebody? It just seems out of the ordinary. But God was confronting Jacob's fear. A wrestling match for the century took place on the Jabbok that night. There were no fans. There was no crowds eating popcorn by the ringside that night. It wasn't on pay-per-view. You couldn't pay for it. But it was a wrestling match that needed to happen. Neither would concede. Jacob would not let go. But one thing to note, and we need to understand this about history, about facing God. If Jacob would have kept fighting through the night into the morning, if he would have seen God face to face when daybreak would have happened, Jacob would have died in the moment. Because anybody who sees the face of God face to face in daybreak dies. That is why God said, let me go. That is why God said, let me go. He didn't want Jacob to die. But Jacob would not let go. God initiated the confrontation. God did not leave Jacob wallowing on the shores of the Jabbok. God met Jacob where he was. He met him in the fear. He wrestled with him to help him work out the situation that Jacob was feeling on the inside. Why didn't Jacob let go in the match when God said let go? He had the opportunity. Jacob was desperate. He knew something was happening on the inside. He needed God's help. At some point in that wrestling match, Jacob knew who he was fighting. He needed to know that God would see him through the situation. Why didn't God overpower Jacob? I mean, he was wrestling God. Don't we think that God could have won? Let's face it. That God could have won. Simply and easily, God could have won that match. But why didn't? Because God will not overpower man's free will. Did you hear that? God will not overpower man's free will. He gave it to us, and he will not overpower. God wanted Jacob to freely yield to him as he promises to watch over us. God does not leave us in our fear. God will not leave us in our fear. He meets us where we are. He wrestles with our emotions. It may be a short wrestling match. Snap of the finger. He deals with our fear in the moment. Or it may be a wrestling match for the centuries. Sometimes we initiate that match. Sometimes we take it to God and say, God, I am afraid. I can't handle this anymore. Sometimes we bring it to him, but sometimes God brings it to us. In this situation, God brought it to Jacob. Jacob's fear had been building for decades, 20 years, and God brought it to him. But God showed up in the right time. You know what the right time is? It's his time. It's not our time. It's his time. Sometimes we have to be patient. And the wrestling match changed it. Whenever we're wrestling with God, it changes us. Physically, Jacob was changed. His hip was touched. He never walked the same again. Physically, he was changed. More so, however, Jacob's outlook and personality was changed. He never looked at the world the same way again. Jacob emerged from being a deceiver and a schemer, which he had been basically his entire life, to someone who now trusted God with the future. He now changed as his name changed to Israel, signifying his struggle with God and with man having prevailed in that fight. Jacob now has a new outlook on the world. He's not placing dependence on himself. He's not putting his fight with Esau on himself, but he's putting on the one who he should have all along, the Lord. You see, wrestling is all about control. Who is in control? Jacob wanted control. That's why he sent all these men to check on things were going with Esau. But ultimately, he realized that the match was not about one night, but about his entire life. And he yielded. And then all of a sudden, his face-to-face with Esau looked completely different. The circumstances were exactly the same. His face-to-face was exactly the same. The men coming towards him were exactly the same. Jacob still had to face Esau. Nothing had changed in that circumstance. His family were on the same side of the river they were before. Everything was exactly the same, but Jacob had a new perspective. All because God changed it. His perspective on life had changed. So you see, our lives are changed when we wrestle with God. Connection is created. Intimacy is created. Dependency is created. And the ultimate result is that we turn our control over to Him. It's not us. It's in His hands. And this is a lifetime decision. This is not a singular decision. Now, it may take multiple matches, but eventually we are changed. That's what that's about. That's what that act is about. That's what I was talking to Patrick about. It's a lifetime decision. Not a single act. So my questions to you this morning is this. What fears are you carrying today? Are there internal fears that are isolating you from family and friends? Are there health issues that maybe that you've been struggling with for some time? Is it world fears? Is it pandemic? Other issues that are going on in the world? Are there financial burdens? Concerns about school, the upcoming school year, work decisions, marital struggles, addiction? Are you wrestling with struggles that you have yet to enter the wrestling match with God? Or are you still wrestling with God and yet to let go and turn control over to Him? Let Jacob be your model this morning. Let him be the model that you can say, you know what? Maybe God's saying, let go. Let go today. Because you know what? It's never too late. Or maybe you realize this morning that today is the day that you want to turn your life over to God. You want to follow the model of entering the baptismal waters like Patrick did this morning. And I know that having a virtual worship service, we can't exactly have an altar call like we normally do. But if you're watching at home this morning and you feel like today you've seen something and you felt that tug of your heart, I want to encourage you this day. For those that are gathered here, today's the day you want to do that, come forward just after our sermon this morning. But for those that are sitting at home this morning, if you feel that this is what God is calling you to do this day, I want you to call the church right after the worship service this day. I want you to email the church right after the worship service this day. Contact information is on our website. Don't put that off. Or if you feel like you're searching for a church home that is seeking to honor God in a way that gives you a chance to turn control over to God and seeking to find a place where you can serve and minister in a way that seeks to follow His will as we move forward in a world that needs to feel and serve that love, the same thing. Contact us. That's why we're here. But it is never too late to turn control over to God. You know, go to your knees right now, this day. You know, as we sing our closing hymn in just a moment, you know, this is a day to honor and serve Him and to celebrate. But it is a day to also remember that don't let fear consume you and isolate you, that God is here for you. You know, maybe you've been fighting it, or maybe you've been putting it off, but He's there to have that relationship, that intimate relationship that Jacob realized beside the Jabbok River so many years ago. Maybe today's that day. Let's pray. Father, I give you thanks that so many years ago, Jacob had a life-changing moment beside a river where he felt and he thought that he was all alone, but you met him where he was. You met him in a way that only you could. And Father, he wasn't expecting it. But you met him in a wrestling match for the centuries. And from that point on, he followed you. And you literally changed the world because of Him. Father, may we recognize this morning that You can do the same through us this morning. Maybe, Father, we've been wrestling with You for some time and we've yet to let go and turn control over You. Maybe we've been wrestling with fears that we didn't know where to turn, Father. Maybe we need to know that we can turn to You this day. Maybe today is that day when we turn our lives over to You. Maybe we're looking for a church home a church home that can honor and serve You in a way. Maybe First Baptist Eli is that place for You. Father, whatever that decision that needs to be made today, may we not put it off. May we not still sit by the river, but may we turn to you on this day, because today is that day. We lift this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us stand and sing our closing hymn, God Be With You Till We Meet Again. Control. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen.